I'm greeting you all for Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's name's sake. Please turn with you, with me a Bible which we read together. The Gospel of Matthew chapter 19 verses 16 to end of this chapter. Matthew chapter 19. Verses 16 to 30. Actually, I'm sure you all of you know this chapter well. And Sunday school children, you might learn this event or the story of the true story, which is the recorded in the chapter 19. Well, here is, we seen there is a very simple story God has given to us to read and meditate, and we need to learn from this story. And the sense, I don't need to explain this story, because you all know there is a young ruler came after Jesus and asked, how can I inherit the eternal life? And Jesus answered him, and then he went away with a sorrowful. This is the introduction of this story. We like to meditate this passage under the three headings. The first one, an important question. The second one, an important answer. And third one, an important ending. The first one is an important question. This young ruler asks question unto Lord Jesus Christ, how can I inherit the eternal life? That means he asked me, what shall I do that I may inherit the life? That's a big question in his life. You see, who is he? He is. He is young, and he is rich, and he is morally good person. But in his life, he is feeling empty in his life. He don't have peace in his heart. He's always coming, he's bothering this question in his life. And the internal life is a vital, important thing for our life. This passage is showing how important thing it is, internal life is. All through the Bible and all through the prophets are preaching after preaching and preaching about the internal life. But Jesus Christ came into this world to give an eternal life for his people. Therefore, this question has to ask very important thing in our life as this young ruler. But this young ruler is not asking for the time passing question. Actually, he was seriously asking this question in his life. Because when you go to read the Mark, and he says, this man, the young ruler, came and knee down. That means showing how serious he was. This is showing how honest he was. He is really asking to the Lord Jesus Christ, hi, what shall I do that I may inherit the eternal life? He's not asking or showing things to Jesus Christ. He wasn't that. He was very serious and honest, and he is very earnest, earnestly asking this question to the Lord Jesus Christ, because he ran to Jesus. He don't want to be lazy at your home and thinking about the eternal life. He ran to Jesus Christ and asked, what shall I do that I may inherit the life? And he's not asking this question on behalf of others, because he is feeling that he is missing something in his life. My friend, this question is telling that we, all of us, are this question in our life. Are we really want to inherit the eternal life? I'm asking and challenging you this morning, have you had this question before in your life in this question? Have you had this question, how can I inherit this eternal life? Have you asked this question in your life? Because this guy, he asked this important question because this question comes to first in our life. I'm sure we do have the lots of questions in our mind. We forget about and pull all the questions away and put this question in our life first. Do we, I do have eternal life. And sometimes, my friends, that all religious people would believe there is a life after the death. But the same thing, this young ruler, he does believe there is a life after the death. And he have a big question in his heart to ask, how can I inherit the life? And this is showing he has a big question in his heart. But sometimes, the answer will be the different. The other religious people have the same question and their answer is different. But here is Christ is telling through this story, the event, that all of us have to focus this question, what shall I do that I may have inherit the life? Because this is the big and the important thing. Do you know why? The Bible is very clearly says, for what shall I profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and he lost his soul also? The man, the soul is compared with not a money or not a house. Here is a whole world. That means the soul is the most important thing in our life. Sometimes we forget our soul and sometimes we are not giving more value on the soul. The Bible and the Christ is here is telling that your soul is more important than any other things in the world. And then we need to ask this question, are we really asking this question to the Lord Jesus Christ? What is the difference between his question and our question? But he has good, seriously asked, we honestly ask and earnestly ask, but he don't want to obey whatever answer was given. The problem is he is not willing to obey the God, his question. I'm asking that this is different between our question and his question. Our question, we have to ask the earnestly and seriously and honestly, and at the time the question will arise, we need to ready to obey. This is a big difference between the young ruler's question and our question. He wasn't ready to obey what is the God has given to him to do. And this time, we have to ask the Lord and we have to ready to obey what God given or explained us through our Lord from His Word. My friend, this is that important thing for our life, that we need to ask this question about our internal life. Honestly, we need to ask the Lord. We need to honestly ask the Lord. And seriously and willingly, wholeheartedly, we are ready to obey to the Lord. Lord, you tell me, what should I do? Second thing, my friends, we are going to see an important answer. There is an important question was asked by a young rich ruler. He has everything in his life. Rich and ruler. That means he has a lot of power among the people. And he is morally good and young. He's not an old guy go and ask to the Lord, how can I get into the life? Because he done all the thing in his young life. And he's a young, he's a still full of energy, full of power and full of money. And these things would not satisfy his life. My friend, that I'm telling you that here, we are sometimes thinking that if we have money, we will be satisfied. Maybe we think that if we have a get how new house, we will be satisfied. This passage is very clearly says, these things never satisfied in our life. And Christ is answered his question in very orderly. And his question was, first thing he asked, good master. Jesus Christ began to deal with the word. He says, Christ answered him, there is none good but one, that is God. Christ answered very clearly, you are asking me, you are thinking, I am a good master. But Christ says, I am not a good master. That does not mean Christ says he is bad. Or that does not mean Christ says, there is someone else is better than me. No, Christ is very clearly says, I am God. You are a young ruler, you are thinking I am a man or like a good teacher, but not that is not true, but I am God. That's what Christ says here, I am God. The second thing Christ answered him, he says, but if thou wilt enter into the life, keep the commandments. Again Christ says here, you need to keep the commandments. The Christ does not say if you keep the commandment you will enter the kingdom of heaven. That Christ knew he is not keeping the commandments. My friend, you see the keep, the verb is the imperative. The Christ is commanding him to keep the commandment. If he keep properly, Christ won't tell him to keep the commandment. That means Christ is showing him indirectly, you are saying I am a man. No, I am a God because I know your heart. I know your deeds because you are not keeping my commandment properly. That's what Christ says. If the young ruler keep properly, he won't say, have to keep the commandment. The sense Christ says, you keep the commandment. That means he was not keep the commandment perfectly. No one in this earth can not keep the commandment perfectly. That's what Christ said. That again you see that Christ is telling that I am not only man, I am God because he is telling that him, I do have an incommunicable attribute. That means I am omnipotent and omniscience of God because I know your heart. I know your heart because you are not keeping my commandment. Therefore is Christ telling you keep my commandment. Then again, Christ is showing, and Christ is telling that third answer to him to inherit the eternal life, and he says, you go and sell your old properties and give it to the poor. Again, we know, my friends, Christ won't tell here, if we are selling the old properties and give it to the poor, we can enter the kingdom of heaven. Definitely not. He is not telling that way. He is proving him, you are not keeping my commandment. You are telling that you are keeping the commandment. Christ giving another chance to him to convict him. You see, you are not, because you are the lover of the money. You are loving this worldly thing. You are not keeping my commandment. Because this guy, the young guy, he thinks the Ten Commandments are more value than the Christ commandment. That Christ is telling him to go and sell. That's a commandment. Go and sell is a commandment. That is a powerful commandment. No one cannot reject the commandment, because Christ is telling here, you see, you are giving more value than the Ten Commandments, but I am the one given the Ten Commandments too. You didn't understand. You think here is a father is a higher man, the son is a low man. Here's the problem here. He says, Christ says, you see, you need to go and sell, because Christ showing his disobedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. Then you might ask, what is it? How can we inherit the eternal life? That means we need to see what is the eternal life is. What is the definition for that? Please turn with me the Gospel of John, verse 17, verse 3. Very clearly says the definition of the eternal life. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. So here is Christ is telling, you need to keep the commandment. And here is the Bible telling that you need to know Christ. What is that? Are they contradict each other? Definitely not. So what is the connection between these keeping the law and knowing Christ? The Romans chapter 3 verse 20 says, therefore by the deeds of the law there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. The law is not telling that covetousness is sin, then how can we know that covetousness is sin? Then the Christ is telling here, is the law is condemning us. Law is telling how terrible sinners we are. If you are not know the law properly, you cannot know your sin properly. If you do not know sin properly, if you do not know Christ properly. You mean, my friend, this is the way is Christ telling to the young ruler, if we want to inherit a life, you keep the commandment means you need to understand what the law is telling you. The law is telling that condemning us, we are the sinners. If you know the law more and more and more, and we know our sinful nature more and more. If you know more and more of our sinful nature, then we have to know the need of our Savior. This is a connection between the law and the Christ. Here is the Jesus Christ answering him very clearly. The old law of the Moses is telling about me. And therefore, if you are really kept my law, and you will understand me. If you are not understand, believe me, you cannot inherit the eternal life. This is Christ's answer him properly, because when we know the sin more and more, that means we know Christ more and more. My friend, Christ is very clearly saying, your deed. Oh, your good moral life does not lead into the kingdom of heaven. That only thing Bible very clearly says, there is a grace can be saved. There is a no man cannot cooperate with your salvation. Here again that division says we know the triune God. What is the meaning of the knowing? Knowing means does not the read and understand. This is a different meaning of the knowing. You see there is a, in the Old Testament word knowing, Adam knew Eve. In the New Testament, Joseph does not knew Mary. That means there's a two flesh coming together. This is the way we need to know Christ means we need to come to Christ very closely. That is very, very closely we need to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Without Christ, Jesus Christ, there is a no life you can get after the death. This is the way that Christ is telling that you might know thee, the only true God and Jesus Christ whom I have sent. There is no any difference between the God the Father and the God the Son. Because some people, this guy is telling that, believing that God the Father is a higher rank and the God the Son is a low rank. But not that way. If you are anyone believe that way, that the Bible is prescribes, there is a Christ and the Son and the Father and the Spirit, they are same in every way. My friend, we need to believe in these things because these things are lead to heaven. And again, Christ is finally answered, verse 26. He says, with the man this is impossible, but with the God all things are possible. But his question was, he asked, good master, good thing shall I do? I do, Christ says, very sorry, you cannot do. You cannot do because Christ says a man impossible to do. The internal life, my friend, you cannot earn the internal life. You cannot work for the internal life. Christ is telling, this is full of my grace. This is full of my grace. It's nothing work in your work. This Jew, the young ruler, he thought he can earn the eternal life is keeping the law. Christ says, no. No one cannot. Because all of us are sinners. We cannot keep the God commandment perfectly. Therefore, is Christ is telling that there's a man cannot. Only God can. Therefore, is Christ is telling, you need to come to me. You need to come to me. Then only you can get eternal life. Therefore, Christ is telling to this, answer this question very clearly to him. You cannot end the eternal life with your own. You need to come unto me. My friend, this is good answer for us. Are you really asking this question in your life? How can we inherit eternal life? There's a God is telling you, you come unto me. You ask me. You earnestly and seriously and willingly ask me, oh Lord, I cannot get this eternal life in my own. I am sinful man, thou art. Help us and give us thy grace to be saved.
My friend, this is the main thing we have to learn from the Bible. We need to ask to the Lord, give us thy internal life. Because man cannot do this. And again, the last point, an important ending. What happened? You see the word, he is went away with a sorrowful. He was sorrowful. You see, the Christ is telling him the way to get the eternal life. He says, I am the one give you the eternal life. You need to come unto me, then you will get the eternal life. And he was not listened. Because he went away with a sorrowful. You see, my friend, that's the ending. You listen the word of God. You explained by your minister or other through the book, you understand what is the God's will. And if you are not obeying, you will, for your heart will be full of sorrow. There's no any peace. Disobedient heart never get any peace in this life. That only the obedient heart will be peace in Christ. You very clearly say he went away with the sorrowful. What is the reason for his sorrowfulness? The first thing is God, the Christ did not give the answer what he would expect. He would expect the Christ would say, oh, well done, boy. You've done the good thing. He never said that. He is very upset because he wasn't thinking that Christ would say this answer. Normally, it's our human desire. We wish all of us need to think in our way. Even though the children, sometimes the father says, do not, please don't. They won't listen because they were sad because they are willing to do whatever they want. From the small age, this is sinful habit coming for us. This is telling that we should not demanding or we should not expect the answer and all the answer should come for my understanding and my will. The second thing is, the main thing, the sorrowfulness is a sinfulness. He has full of sin in his heart. There is that his sin wasn't forgiven. His sin wasn't pardoned by the cross. That made him sinful. Because he is a full of sinful person. And how can the person will be peace without pardoning the sin? This is the big problem there. That's what the Christ is telling to him. You see, you have a sinful desire because you are keeping this money. You see, your money is bigger than my word. That's a sin. That's why the Bible says the money is root of evil. This is the problem. I'm not saying the money is wrong. That anything comes before the Lord, that is the sinful. Therefore, the Christ says, how hard it is the rich man coming into the kingdom of heaven. That means those who are having a rich, the money is value than the God's word. They cannot go into the kingdom of heaven. Sometimes some people have money, the problem. Some people have some jealous and greediness and lust. And so many things can avoid us and blocking us to obey the word of God. Here, my friends, the God is very clearly says, this sin is make him sorrowful. Because his greediness, love of money, not to obey to the Lord, the word of God, make him sorrowfulness. Second thing is the reason for the sorrowfulness. He is not willing to give up for the Lord's name's sake. He don't want to give up for the Lord's sake.
Here is, again he says,
oh, I like to be saved, but I don't want to give my sin. I want to my sin and the eternal life. The God says, you cannot get this one. Oh, you want to save the world or the Lord? You are the dark or the light? No any gray area in the Bible. Very clearly Christ says, if you are want eternal life, you come unto me and you follow me. And he said, no, I am going away. Because he wasn't happy that the answer of Christ. My friend, you see, he is facing difficulty to give up his old worldliness to the Lord. Are you willing to give up your life to the Lord Jesus Christ? Now he is away from the Lord. You see his sorrowfulness, and he turned from the Lord and he walked away from the Lord Jesus Christ. You see the sinful desire, the sinful nature is separating us from Christ. He don't want to confess his sin to the Lord Jesus Christ. He never felt he's a sinful man before the Lord. And with his full of righteousness and the full of greediness, he went away. There is an important ending for us, my friends. If we keep this kind of sinful desire in our heart, we never get into the kingdom of heaven. You search your heart before the Lord. What are the things and what are the area I am finding difficulties to give up to the Lord Jesus Christ's namesake? Then you kneel down and ask to the Lord, oh Lord, I am feeling very difficulties to give up, and give us strength to give up and follow thee. Because in our own, I cannot follow thee. In my own, I cannot give up. Oh Lord, help me and give thy power and the strength to give up these old worldly things and follow thy word and thy will. My friends, maybe you might ask different sermons from this passage. I would ask you to consider put this question first in your life. Do I have eternal life? And work for the eternal life. And Christ, consider the Christ answer for this eternal life. And you know what happened in ending if you are not obeying the eternal life. If you obey, and you will have eternal life. You will remember the Zacchaeus, the Christ called him, and he says, Lord, you have forgiven me. I am not deserved to have you here. And Christ says, the salvation come into home now. My friend, this is kind of heart we should have. The humble heart before the Lord. And obedient heart before the Lord. We need to search our heart before the Lord. Which sinful desire is stumbling block for me to be with the Lord Jesus Christ and find it out and kill the sin. Otherwise, sin will kill you. This is the happen in this man. His sin. He don't want to kill his sin. He don't want to kill his greediness. He don't want to kill his prideness. Finally, this pride, the sinful of his disobedience, make him away from the Lord Jesus Christ. How sad it is. We ask to the Lord, be always going toward Jesus Christ. When he come back as a king, the bride, groom, and we will be ready to face our Savior Lord Jesus Christ with the full of joy, not for the full of sorrow. I'm praying that Lord give us the full of peace and eternal life for us to meet the Lord Jesus Christ when he comes back with his glory. Shall we pray?